Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're going to talk about some stuff that's probably going to make Steve super uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
It's the food trends of 2021. It's the stuff on the horizon, Steve. This is, and there's one that's missing that Amber literally just asked you about moments ago.
Oh, okay.
What's it called?
I love it. Impossible milk.
Oh, no.
There's not enough milk alternatives out there that actually taste like milk, so this one will.
What? We don't milk. It's fine the way it is. You don't need to.
I want to get some because I've heard that the impossible meat would trick you. Have you seen the Burger King commercials? I'm telling you right now, I bet you I can fool you.
It looks too perfectly processed. Everything, the griddle marks are too perfect. Everything is too
fake. It's on
fake.
The same grill as the other Burger King.
Yeah. It looks fake.
Do you think we could fool you with a Burger King Impossible Whopper or the Impossible Milk?
Neither. Yeah,
I think milk would be harder. I mean, that's his like staple.
It is.
I know,
if he had
impossible.
Nothing else, it would be milk for the day.
I would know it's not. What's it made of? Impossible milk.
Whatever. So I don't know. It makes me a little nervous to talk about it because it's. I think it's. It's like they know the chemical compounds that are in things. So like the impossible meat, they've recreated some, and then they use like beets and stuff to make them bloody to make it look like it's blood. It's weird, but it's like.
I think it's, I mean, it's plant-based.
It's, yeah.
Still,
I
but
think,
they, it's still going to be super processed and all that because they have to, right?
It's. So that's what I'm really curious about when they do these impossible things. You think you're getting something so much better for you.
You're not.
The sodium level is just as high, if not higher than the meat.
Thank
so
what, you.
Just eat the meat.
Or
anything that's manufactured
plants.
By a human being, it automatically, it
but
sucks.
But it's usually a treat, like. You know, because if you're eating plants and then you're like, I really just want a burger, it's there for you when you need it. But I don't think you should just be eating impossible meat all the time.
I think when your body says you want a burger, you want a burger.
Your
like
body
a
needs
burger
a
burger.
Meat.
You want the iron.
Stop trying
I
to
am
change
gonna
me.
You. I'm not trying to change you. Don't try to change me. You just only eat a vegetable. I don't want potatoes are a vegetable. I had fries with my Papa Burger.
To Steve.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Proceed. So here are the foods that are going to be trending next year.
Okay.
Foods that have immune-boosting benefits.
Yeah, I think we're all a little paranoid about our immune system.
Yeah.
Is anybody else ODing on vitamins?
Not ODing.
You're supposed to.
But you're supposed to take a lot of zinc, I heard.
I take a ton of D, C, and zinc.
I just eat the food that those minerals
are. You
are
such a liar.
Milk has D, C, and zinc.
Oh,
no, it doesn't have C. There's no way it
pretty
has
sure.
C. No, it's definitely got D, though.
A through D.
I think it's got D. I do think
a,
you're right.
B,
you
C,
know what's
and
got
D.
C in it? His canned fruit.
It,
no.
He doesn't eat the fruit.
It
he drinks the juice.
It's got, no, the vitamins
the
seep
sugar.
Into the juice. Yes, they
oh,
get
gosh,
out of the fruit
whatever.
Into the juice.
Yep. Next, things that are going to be trending in 2021, coffee.
Yeah, that's always trending.
Yeah, it's always.
But it's trending in a different way. People are blowing off the star and doing it at home.
Yep.
I have read that, yeah.
I mean, we switched.
Really
I'm a
pro. I want to get a milk frother to make, like, fancy coffee
I
at
have
home.
It's the
Do you like it?
I was actually going to. You and I are going to have a little sit down. We're going to have to, like, communicate better. Yes, I love it. It's the Nespresso Arachino.
Ooh.
And you just literally,
so the cartridge.
It'll do, it's like a little thing. No, so I had the Nespresso maker
that had
like an Arachino around the side, but this is just like a little canister. You put milk in it, and depending on if you want cold froth or warm froth, you put a different little deal in there.
Do both?
Yes.
I need it.
And it's like the rough. It's like I have a caramel macchiato at my house every day. It's not with espresso. It's like with Brazilian coffee pour over.
Sounds good though.
But it's the bomb.
I need it.
Yep. Yeah, espresso arancino.
You guys don't sound addicted at all.
I am going to say this. You know what? You are nailing it. Just today, like I've had friends who use drugs, and it's not great, especially when you get to like the heroin phase, because then you've got your little, you open the thing, they got to clean, they light this on fire, they get the spoon out, they do these things, and it's like, don't you see what's, like you have this ritual, you have these seven things you have to do, and there I am with my vase and this metal filter and my arancino and milk, and I'm like warming a spoon up going, what are you doing, man?
This sounds hilarious, but I was talking to my therapist because she's like, how's your self-care right now? And I was like, I'm surviving on coffee. I'm a little shaky. I haven't had a sip of water in a few days, but I'm trying to be better. And she was like, all right, just be prepared for the come down. And I'm like, I am. I know I'm going to have headaches. I know I'm going to be really grumpy for a few days, maybe a little shaky.
Don't kick it.
I just need to lower the amount of cups that I'm having.
I just hear you encourage her
not
to kick her habit?
I know what it sounds like, but it's like, blurk. Don't.
Yeah.
Like Steve calling an addiction, really, it brought into focus me sitting there with my whole kit, and I'm like, what?
Do you guys do this?
Yes, you're all right, a couple more food trends we have to get to. Avocado, pumpkin, and sunflower seed oil.
Oil?
I don't, why? But why?
Why? For the same reason you need soy milk, almond milk. They're just finding different things to make oil out of. So there's avocado oil. There's sunflower oil.
Are they better for you? Do they add a different flavor? I haven't really tried these.
Is it for cooking? It's better
yes.
for food?
Yes, for sure. I use a ton of different oil. Depending on how hot you're cooking, you probably don't know this. If you're making a wok, then you go peanut oil because peanut oil will never burn. Okay. But so many people are like, ooh, I want to fry some chicken. And they're like, oh, I'm going to use some EVOO.
Mm-mm.
Extra virgin olive oil will burn immediately. Your chicken's going to taste burnt.
Yeah.
You gotta use canola or Steve's is over here like, what? Chick-fil-A uses peanut oil. That's why their chicken rocks.
Okay.
Because they can fry it hotter.
Interesting. All right.
It's so, but if you have a peanut allergy, you never get to taste the buttery pickle bun.
Oh.
Here's one of the other trends, boozy kombucha, which I have already accused Amber of doing on the daily.
You guys have. And honestly, I have been to some like places where they're like, yeah, it's a great mixer. I just did a little tequila with some kombucha and it's great. Good.
I've never tried it looks like sometimes there's clumps of crap in it, so it freaks me out.
Yeah, I think that's the probiotic.
Yeah,
goodness.
Great. It's like slimy chunks of mushroom floating in there. Something
it
like slides
down.
down.
You don't even taste it.
Yeah. Chickpea everything.
You're into this.
Chickpea?
I don't like chickpeas. They're garbanzo beans. I don't like them.
Yeah.
But there's a company called Off the Eaten Path that makes these chickpea.
Off the Eaten? That's cute.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Clever.
They're chickpea chips. I can't believe I just said it on the air. Because like they sell out so fast. Please don't buy them, you guys. They're
the
terrible.
Chips?
Yes. They're the best chip
they're
ever.
They're really good. He gave me a sample when we were over there. Oh. They're good.
With ranch
dressing. And the bonanza pasta. If you cook it right,
yes,
it's
I've heard
good.
That. But if you cook it 1 second too long or 1 second too
it's
short,
bad,
it tastes like death.
It's really bad. So you really have to master.
You do. And Steve's over here like, here's what I do.
Exactly.
Spaghetti into the bowl. The last one is for Steve only.
Oh.
Meatless jerky.
Okay, enough with the meatless stuff.
They're making it out of jackfruit, mushrooms, or mangoes.
It's not jerky. You can't turn fruit into jerky.
Right, and you can't make milk out of impossible.
Thank you.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.